Okay. Anyway, so if a person wants to accept Shabbos a la Tanai, that he can still do a few things that are left over to do, what's the story with that? Again, it most commonly comes up with regards to Hadlakas Neiros. We're going to see that Hadlakas Neiros constitutes the beginning of Shabbos. It really touches a little bit what we mentioned the other day also. Does Tosefa Shabbos require any action, or it's a mental decision? Well, if it requires action, so we assume when you say Lahadlik Neshul Shabbos, that forms, or that constitutes a form of Kabbalah Shabbos, which we're going to we'll see in a moment. Well, if a person has that Kabbalah Shabbos now, wants to do something, can you accept Shabbos conditionally? That's really the question. But as I said, I want to first look through a little bit some issues relating to Tanai in general in Halacha. And Tanai in Halacha, condition, affixing condition to an action, is rooted in the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, we read a couple weeks ago, where it says that the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben approached Moshe Rabbeinu and asked for permission to inherit the land Me'ever LaYarden, on the eastern bank of the Yarden, because they were people who had a lot of cattle, apparently, and that land evidently is very fertile, and therefore they wanted to inherit it there. Moshe Rabbeinu, to say the least, was not pleased with this request. Adarabba, he screamed at them and he accused them of trying to dissuade Klal Yisrael once again from going into the land. And he said, this is a repeat of what happened with the Meraglim 40 years ago, and don't start up again now. He got almost uncharacteristically angry and screaming at them. And they said, no, we're not going to simply not go in. We're going to go in. In fact, we're going to lead. We'll send our soldiers to lead. Right, and then after the whole rest of Eretz Yisrael has been conquered and everyone else is settled, then we'll come back. So Moshe agrees, and if you look in the source one, Paraklam Beis, Pasuk Chof Tes, and Bemidbar, it says, "V'ar Moshe Aleihem im Yavru b'nei Gad b'nei Reuben yidchem esayad and kol chutz mechal Hashem v'nech b'sharat lifneichem." If indeed you people from b'nei Gad b'nei Reuben, you're going to operate as soldiers and come in and help everyone else capture the land. Then you'll get this land, Gilad, on the Eiver LaYarden side, then you'll get it. Right? If you do it, if you keep your word. If you come in as soldiers and fight and then help, but Pasuk Lamed, if you blow Yavru Chalos Yudchem, they're not going to go in, then you're not going to get it. You'll get a share in Eretz Kanan like everybody else, and not in Eiver LaYarden. Okay. So that was the story, and they accepted it, and the rest is history. So Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben remained there, also Shevet Menashe remained there, Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Anyway, on that side, they came to the picture later. It's unclear why they were brought in. They were not among the people who requested staying, right? The Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben requested it. Chatzi Shevet Menashe didn't request it. So some Medrash has the connection that Menashe was split. It was Chatzi Shevet Menashe, right? Menashe was split up. Menashe was split off because the Medrash says that Yosef caused a split between his brothers. Remember when he put the gviya, he put the goblet in Binyamin's backpack. So he brought them back. So he wanted to hold on to Binyamin. He caused the brothers to be split. So his descendant, Yosef's descendant, Menashe was also split. They had a split. It was Dafka Menashe, because according to the Medrash, it was Menashe was the one. Menashe worked in the palace. And he was the one that Yosef sent after the brothers to go bring them back.
It's viewed as a punishment
According to this view. For them, could they never request it? Anyway, be that as it may, and I just want to say a side thing I once said, oh, it's got nothing to do with this year, but it's interesting, when the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven comes, they list all the places, Ataris, Divon, and all the cities. These are cities which are fertile, and we have a lot of cattle, and we want less land, and so on and so forth. So there is a medrash that seems to indicate that the reason why Bnei Gad wanted was not only because the cattle, but they wanted that in their chelek, because that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. They wanted the chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu died on the Eiver LaYarden, right? And indeed, in the bracha of Bnei Gad, in Parshas Zosa Bracha, it says, God, Baruch, Baruch, God, etc., and it says, Sham Chelkas Mechokek Safon. That's where the Mechokek, Moshe Rabbeinu, is buried, right? Okay, that's the Medrash, and that's why they wanted it. So I once heard from the Rabbi Twersky, the psychiatrist, told me that one of the Chassidish, Binyamin Preshischa, I think he was quoting, said that there's a remez to this, because if you take a look in the Targum, on that Pasuk, when they say that Taurus or Divon, one of the places they mention the cities is Nevo. And that's where Moshe is buried, Har Nevo. What's interesting is, with all the other words in that Pasuk, Ataros, the Targum is Ataros, Divon, the Targum. But among the things that are not translated exactly is Nevo, Nevo, it doesn't say on the Targum side Nevo, it says Beis Kuvrta de Moshe. Right? So and other places in the Torah it doesn't say that. If you look up Har Nevo in other places in the Torah where it's mentioned, it doesn't say. It says Tur the Har Nevo is Tur de Nevo. Dafke here it says Beis Kuvrta de Moshe. He said that Bona Bershko said that's a riot. To that medrash said that's what Bnei Gad were asking. So I thought, yeah.
The Unkos was literal word for word.
I wanted to add on. Yes, that's a Tosis. I wanted to add on. So Saldarch Drush, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to be mashin. Parshios Metzibur Shnayim Mikra Evchad Targum. Okay, and it's a Afilo Taras Adivon. What's the Rebu of a word? Afilo Taras Adivon. So Pashtus is like Tosis says Afilo Taras Adivon, where there is no translation. Right? And yes, we have to read the Pasuk a third time. It says exactly the same thing in Hebrew and Arabic. They say, yes, you have to read it a third time. But that doesn't answer why they picked Atarz. They could have picked other Psukim at the beginning of Shmos. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Huda also would have worked. Why did they pick Atarz of Demon? So I want to say, oh, no, maybe it's not like Tosis. Maybe I feel Atarz of Demon. You think there's nothing to learn? You can learn something even from the Targum. Right? Even when you think a Pasuk Atarz of Demon, then Targum can't say too much. Even there, there's something. All right, anyway, side point. But getting back to that topic, and look in the second source, the famous Mishnah in Kedusha, Meir Omer, Kol Tanai, Sheino Kenai, B'nei Gad, Reuven, Eino Tanai. Meir posits that any time in Halacha that someone does something ala Tanai, the Tanai has to be formulated in a manner parallel to B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven. Okay? And what is it referring to specifically? What's called Tanai Kofel. In other words, both sides have to be formulated. Notice in Pasuk Kaf Tes and Lamed, in Source 1, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you'll go and fight in the land, then you'll, yes, get the territory on Eireli Arden, and if you won't, then you won't. He says both sides. Even though the one is understood, you could have said one, the other be understood, but no, Moshe Rabbeinu spelled out both sides. Says with Meir, in order for tonight to be effective, it's in Kiddushin. So whether it's in Kiddushin or in Dine Mamanus or any other where I do a Maisa, but I say this Maisa is only Chal ala Tanai, that only works, that limitation imposed by the Tanai is only forceful, it only goes into effect if the Tanai was formulated by Gavnei Reuven. That's what it says. And that's a Rashi and Kedushin in the third source says, Kol Tanai she'ain Kofel. Right? A Tanai which is not Kofel doesn't work. It has to be Tanai by Gavnei Reuven. Otherwise, ain't no Tanai. But afal pishon niskaima Tanai niskaima hadvarim. Rashi explains what it means is if I do an action and I stipulate a Tanai, but I don't stipulate it as the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven did as a Tanai Kofel, then what I say is ignored and the Maisa stands. So if I said, I'm giving this to you, I'm doing this sale to you on the condition A, B, and C, and I don't make it a Tanai Kofel, so now A, B, and C don't happen, guess what? The deal stands anyway. The action stands. Even though, but I said it tonight. Yeah, but you didn't say it. I said I'm only giving it to you ala Tanai. But since you didn't formulate it as a Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven, and you did the action stands. You follow? That's a Rashi Tanai's important point. Haniskai muhadvarim, kigon. Hareze gite chamanas shetitni masayim zuz. Velo pirish lichpo, vim lo titni lo yehe get. A man gives his wife a get, and he says, I'm giving the get ala Tanai, that, you know, you can give me $200. But you didn't say the flip side. You didn't say, but if you don't give me $200, the get is invalid. Okay? Ein kan tanai shama saim zuz kla. We ignore that tanai. And feel alone us, even if she never gave the $200, have a get. It's a valid get. Just like in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the classic point of Reb Meir, that if you don't formulate the tanai the way B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven did, namely the tanai kofel, then the tanai is ignored and the maisa stands as is, and whatever you mumbled is disregarded. And the thing stands. Okay? Now, Reb Chaim ben Gamliel in that Mishnah disagrees. He says, no, tzar chadav la omer shmol ken yesh masha filu beretz kanan lo yin chalo. Reb Chaim ben Gamliel says, you can't learn anything from that story, B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. The reason Moshe had to double the Tanai, say Tanai Kofel, was for a technical reason relating to that case. Namely, if he wouldn't have said it, I might have thought they wouldn't get anything. Right? They would lose all. Okay, that's a side point, at least for right now. Good. So that's what the Mishnah says over here in terms of Reb Meir. There are other conditions. Okay? And this is the, go back to the second Rashi in 3. It's not just Tanai Kofel. They have to say both sides. But you have to say both sides, says Rashi. Look at the middle Rashi in 3. It says, the two lines from the bottom, it says, V'hu adin nami, debi'in and Tanai kodun l'maisa. You also have to say the if side before the Maisa side, Tanai Kodon Maisa. Okay? In other words, just like Moshe said, if you'll go into the land, then you'll get the territory in Eber LeYarden. If you say it the other way around, namely, oh, okay, I'll give you the territory in Eber LeYarden if you go into the land. In English, and in Hebrew, it means the same thing, but says Rashi, no, that's part of what we learn out from B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuben. Not only have to say both sides, but you have to say it in the order that it was presented here. The if, the Tanai, has to be before the Maisa. Right? You say the if you'll do this, then I'll do that. If you won't do this, then I won't do that. That's how it has to be, not the other way around. Not the Moshe didn't say, I'll give you the land if you go in. He said, if you go in, I'll give you the land. So that's Tanai Kodom Maisa. And the last thing Rashi says also, Shamina Nami, they've been in Hain Kodom Olav. You have to say the positive before the negative. Moshe Rabbeinu can't say, well, if you don't go in, I won't give you the land, but if you do, I will go in. You have to say the other way around. If you do go in, I'll give you the land. That's a positive. And if you don't go in, I won't give you the land. Right? And it's Hain, Kodem Olav. So those are three things that emerge, according to Rashi, that Mishnah Kedushin, is the three of the so-called Mishpatei HaTanoim, is that you have to have a Tanai Kofel, has to have Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, has to have Kehain, Kodem Olav. Good. Now, there's another point that emerges from Mishnah Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Daf and Aleph, so it's four. Mishnah Bava Metzia says, Kala Masa Masha Kasa V'Torah Tanoi Bato. First of all, Tanai has to be something that's permissible in the Torah, otherwise it's no good. And also, V'chol Tanai Sheyesh Maisa B'Tchiloso Tanoi Bato. V'chol She'efsho L'Kayim V'Sof V'Yisnima B'Tchiloso Tanoi Kayim. Okay? You have to specify everything before. It has to be, you can't, after you give the get, say, by the way, this get is only given on Tanai. And Rashi explains in source 5, Kol Tanai Shishma Maisa Mitchiloso. Shehikdim Maisa Shalav Lasos Latanai Shishma Mitchiloso. Harei Maisa Zeh Shalach Im Tasa Dabar Ploni. Delo Dome Latanai B'nei Gov B'nei Ruvain Im Yarbu Nusatem Hainu Tanai Kodon Maisa. Okay, you got to do that. The Rashi learns a little differently, but for our purpose, you have to do it. You have to do the action. The Tanai has to be stipulated before they do the action, and not afterwards. Okay, otherwise, Tano Boto, and again Rashi says in source 5, Tano Boto, Vavim Maisa Mitchiloso. And the Maisa stands, Af al pi shaloki and balatanai, it's a tanai. Even though the condition never fulfilled, if it wasn't done properly, the condition is ignored. Okay? Another rule emerges from the Gemara Ksubas. Daf ayin dal amun aleph. The Gemara that says, Michti, kol tanai mechem gamri. Now, where do we learn out tanai altogether? Mi tanai b'nei gamri ruvein. So therefore, tanai de ef shalakim ay de shliach ki hasma tanai. Tanai, de lef shalakim ay de shliach ki hasma lo tanai. The item has to be, the activity has to be able to be carried out through a shliach. You know, it has to be the type of thing that if I appoint a shliach, his actions will be chal. It can't be something that I have to do myself. Just like in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't going to be there to give them the land. Who's going to give them the land? Yeshua. Right? I mean, so it was Efshar al yaday shliach. Okay, so that we have one of the famous rules is milsa de less of a shlichas, less of a tanai. If an item, if an activity is not subject to shlichas, then it's not subject to tanai either. That's what comes out from that Gemara in Ksubas. Okay? That's what comes out from that Gemara in Ksubas. So we have so far, therefore, from the Mishnah Kedushin, three requirements for tanai, from the Gemara in Mishnah Bava Metzia, another one, Mishnah Ksubas, another one. Okay? Now,
What are they?
Again, in order for condition to be, I want to do give a get or a kiddushin or a transaction, a present, a purchase, a la Tanai, so you have to have, number one, it's all modeled after the Tanai, B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, okay, in Parashas Matos, and the Gemara Mishnah Kiddushin explained by Rashi, she said that spells out three things. The Mishnah specifically says that you have to have Tanai Kuffel, double, you have to say both sides. If this, then that, if not this, then not that. Just like Moshe said, if you'll go into the land and fight and help the rest of Bnei Israel conquer, then you'll get the territory of Eber LeYarden that you want. And he also said, and if not, then you won't. You got to say both sides of the coin. Okay, that's rule number one. Number two, you have to say it in that order. You have to say Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. You have to say the if before the, you have to say, if you'll go into the land and fight, then you'll get the land. Not the other way around. Not, you'll get the land if you go in and fight. No, you got to say the if side first. Okay, and the third thing that emerges in there, it has to be Hain Kodem Lalav. You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to say, if you get the land, you'll go in, and if you don't get, I'm sorry, if you go fight, you'll get the land, and if you don't, then you won't. There's a Hain Kodem Lalav. Then the Gemara Bava Metzia adds that it has to be through, eligible to be, I'm sorry, it has to be, you have to specify the Tanai before doing the action. And then the famous Gemara Ksubas says, teaches us, Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas, Leisa B'Tanai. It has to be able to be carried out by somebody else. Asks Tosfos Akasha number 8. Im Tomer Masvar Yeshkan. What's the logic? It has to be done through shlichus. I mean, how far do we take this? Basically, what Tosfos is driving at. Yeah, we're true. We're modeling it after Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. So you know what I might think? You know, maybe it only works with regards to inheriting land over the Yarden, but it won't work by get. I mean, you know, you can say whatever you want. You could say the whole principle of Tanai and Halacha works only when it talks about getting land. Why? Because that's like Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai. Therefore, you can't do it by get. Can't oppose the Tanai by Kiddushin. That's not true. We don't say that. So we're going to draw the line here. Where do we say that comes? Got to come some point where the particular case does not have to be exactly like it was done by the government ruin, right? You follow my question? That Tosfos says, right? In Tomar Masoreishkan, the logram in Hosmei Leim Mashu Svara, right? Only the logical. The Holy Alfinim Hosmei Lamahani Tanai Ela Benistinas Karka says Tosfos. We obviously don't learn from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that Tanai is only applicable in Halacha in a case of buying land, or acquiring land. We don't say that. Why? Why not? If it has to be like Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Because what am I doing when I'm affixing a tanai to something? I'm saying, I have bilus over this. That's a get, it's a ring. It's a time I'm giving you property. I have bilus over this. And I am transacting this to you. I am being machna this to you. But I have full ownership of it. Okay? I have full control over it. I have full halachic mastery over it. And I'm only giving it to you, I make a condition. Because otherwise the guy could say, what do you mean? Where does the concept of a condition come from altogether? If I do a maisa, I give this to you. So, it's yours, but I'm just an example, yeah? I give this to you. So now it's yours. What do you mean? Now I say, oh, but I'm only giving it. What do you mean? I don't care what you say. You gave it to me. I wasn't listening. The other guy could say, I wasn't listening to what you said. I don't know. You gave it to me. You sold it. You gave it to me. You gave me $10. Now I come back. Oh, I don't know if you're listening, but I said only on a condition. So the guy said, what are you talking about? You did a maisa. Actions speak louder than words. Right? So the answer is, we see from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that Tanai does work. There is such a concept. Memela says Tosa, but it's got to be logical. So what's the logic here that it has to be subject to shlichus? Milsa leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai, right? You can't make a tanai. Because if I'm not able to point a shliach to do this, what does that show about my relationship with that activity? I don't have complete bias. I don't have complete control. If I don't have complete control, so it stands to reason, so I can't start doing it conditionally. I don't have that kind of shlita over it. That's what Tosa says. In other words, behind the time of the Hova, Maisa Kol Kach Biyodo, Shiochol Kama the Shiach, Svaru Shia Kamo Kamiyodo, Shabbe Chalitana, Avachalitza Shame with the Kama the Shiach, okay, the law Biyodo, Namu Mimba Tanai. You can't do Chalitza all the time because I don't control Chalitza. Chalitza can't be done through a Shliach. I can't do whatever I want, so I can't affix a Tanai either. So that's an important point that emerged in Tosfos. Okay, so there's one other issue. Yeah.
Is the logic of, he's a big one, selling CDs.
Yeah.
Is it possible to? Is mechira? I'm selling it to you al tanai that you don't copy it.
And yes, I think so. There was no tanai kafel, right? And they say on the thing that you can't reproduce it or you can't.
Does that work? I mean, I've seen Jewish CDs that say I'm wrong. I know.
This is prohibited by halacha. I know. It could be the same thing. Could be. But we're not concerned about Tanai Kafel. I'm not sure why not. Maybe only the finish was there. I'm not sure. Okay. The other rule that emerges in Gemara and Gittin Daf Ayin Hey, which I have in Source 9, Michti Kol Tanai Mehech Gamrino Lo B'Tanai B'Gamrino Reuven Ma Hosam Tanai B'Davar Echad O'Maisa B'Davar Acher Af Kol. You only have, Tanai only works when the Tanai is one thing and the Maisa is something else. In other words, you can't attach a Tanai to the very same Maisa. Okay, and as I can say, the Tanai is you come into Eretz Yisrael. And the Maisa, then I'll get the land in Eretz Yisrael. It's two different things. What I get is two different things. Okay, whereas, Tantos explains why. Because, just a second. Rashi says, But I can't say the Tanai on the actual thing. I'm trying to think of an example. It has to be an extraneous side issue. The Tanai has to be a side issue to the transaction. Okay, you know what it'd be? I'm going to give you the get. I'll Tanai that you give it back to me later. Give the piece of paper back to me later. That's intrinsic to the get. That condition is not Maisa B'Dorecha, Tanai B'Dorecha, and Maisa B'Dorecha. It's the same thing, the same get. You follow? That doesn't work. It's got to be a different thing. Anyway, the Rosh formulates the rule in Yevamos Perek Yud Beis and Tesvah, what I said before. Look in the words of the Rosh. Dimin, number 12, Dimin Hadin Ein Koach B'Shum Tanai Levat Ala Maisa. Really, theoretically, a Tanai should not have the power to undo a Maisa. Again, actions speak louder than words, right? I feel alone is kaim a tanai roya maisa leyos kaim. And one could certainly make a case that if I did a transaction, we exchanged money, I gave you a thing. The fact that I worded a tanai during the course of this thing, why should that matter? We did it. You know, you gave me money, I gave you a book. Finish. What's going on? Okay. Ela di alfina mitabene gavruin hilchach binin dafka kiosam. That's the old idea of Ein Bo'al HaChidusho. We learn from B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, so Mela, it has to be patterned after B'nai God, U'B'nai Ruvain. Okay, and that's how Tosu says in Ksubis Daf Nun Vav, 13, Vav Marie, the Ilav, the Alfinu, the Tamei Ruvain, Habamina, the Shum Tanai Enu Vatas HaMaisa, Afilo Yiskayim B'Sof HaMaisa, Kayim. But how do we learn from there? So we can impose certain rules. Okay. The Ritva there in Kiddushin kind of summarizes all the Mishpat HaTanam, if you want to see it right there, okay. Pirish the boy Rab Meir, you ask him before to review them, so here this Kedusha Ritvon Kedusha Samach Alf and Alf reviews it. He says, Pirish the boy Rab Meir, they'll have a bechamisha diktuke tonight. Tonight, you have to have three, five things. Tainu Tanai Kofel, Hain Kalav, Tanai Kalamaisa, Tanai Bedavacha, Mazabacher, Utanai Shev Shakai Maisa Shliach. Okay, but now, La Halacha, says the Ritva, Ubekulu Pligir Abonale, who's the speaker here? Rab Meir. Says the Ritva, but the Chacham disagree by all of them. Bein b'mamun, bein b'gittin, bein kedushin, by all halachic transactions, others disagree with the mayor. Okay, except for the one rule everybody agrees is bar mi tanai shef shalakai ma'isa le shliach shena tanai. That everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees it has to be enough in your control that you can appoint a shliach. So everybody agrees milsa less the shliach is less than the tanai. You can't impose a tanai on a type of thing which where you can't appoint a shliach. But the other things about tanai kofel hinkal alav says the Ritva. Others don't accept that. We don't accept it. I would disagree. We follow our mayor, not our mayor. You're our mayor. And we don't follow the Chachamim. We don't follow the Chachamim. And he says, first of all, why? So what's the usual rule? Yochid v'rabim, alochid v'rabim. I mean, our mayor is one opinion, the Chacham disagrees. So we're passing the majority. Two, sugin b'chula tamidakal for sire. The Gemara works out in many places better, according to that sheet. And three, well, yishalom karabon and sri leila gamri. The law of Adash, Lishis, Mula, Vechrecha, it goes on to something else. Okay, now, let's bring this over for a moment to the realm of a transaction for the purpose of mitzvahs. The transaction for the purpose of mitzvah, with the Tanai. Kedushin Vav Med Beis, 15. Amar Rava, Halach Esrog Zeh, Almenah Shetachzi Reuli. The first day of Sukkot. Okay, I had no time to buy a loaf of Esrog, or whatever, my kid broke the pitam the first day, I had no kosher. So I come to you, right, and I say, I need to borrow an esrog for the first day. Let's stretch my back. I'm sitting for 6 hours last night. But I say to you, listen, I need an esrog. The first day, during the rest of the week of Sukkot, I can use a borrowed loaf of esrog, right? Mm-hmm. But the first day, it has to be, lachem, ukach lachem yom rishon. So what do I want you to do? I want you to give your esrog to me as a matana, right? You're allowed to give me a present. So you give me a present, now it's mine. So you say, Amar Rava, Halach Esrog Zeh Al Menah Shetachzi Reuli. You say to me, I'll give you this Esrog as a present, but on the condition that you give it back to me. I need the Esrog the whole rest of the week of Sukkot still. I want you now walking home with my Esrog and saying goodbye. Okay? So says the Gemara, Noto Vechziro Yatzah. If I then took it, I waved the Esrog, I gave it back to you, which means the Tanai was Mekuyim, so then what? Now I've been Yotze. Because retroactively it turns out that the time I shook the loaf and I said, what? It was mine. Why was it mine? Because I fulfilled your Tanai by giving it back. But Imlav lo Yotze, I didn't give it back to you. I left, that was it. So now retroactively I wasn't Yotze. Because the whole Tanai knocks out the Maisa. You gave me the loaf and I said, it was never mine. Because I didn't fulfill the Tanai. So if I didn't give it back to you, so I wasn't Yotze. Because I didn't own it at the moment of what? Of the waving the loaf. Get it? Tosus has the kasha. What Tosus kasha going to be? What Tosus kasha going to be? What do you ask? No.
It's not big.
Yeah. How come it didn't say If you'll give me back the Esser, then it'll be Yotzeh. If not, where's the Tai Kofel? Where are all the rules? That's close discussion. Like this from Roman Beis, right? All the Gemara said was, Omar Rabba, Heilach, Esser, Gzeh, Omar Asher, Taksi, Reili. Why didn't he say the other side? And if he won't give it back to me, then it won't be Yotzeh. I mean, where was the Tai Kofel? Where were all the rules? So ask Tosis, Tomar, Milo Yotzeh, Holo, have a Tai Kofel. You know what? The borrower, the guy who borrows from Yotzeh in any case. Because since the owner of the Lulav and Esrog gave it to me as a present, it's true he mumbled something about me giving it back to him. Boy, he didn't mumble. He said it straight. Okay, he said, I must give it back to him. On the condition I give it back to him. Yeah, but he didn't say it in the manner of Tanaika B'nei Rubin. Memela, what he said is invalid. He gave it to me, so it's mine, some Yotze, even if I never returned it. May not be nice, but I never, in terms of Hilchos Kinyonim, it was mine. That's the kasha. Tomar, Amayla Yotze, Tanaika B'nei Shlomar. It says Tosa important rule, Dika Tanai the Loboy Kofel. Tosa says sometimes you don't need it. And according to the Mitzvah, there was no question. The Mitzvah says we don't pass the Gemara anyways. Okay? Remember that Kedusha Mitzvah there in 14. Mitzvah and Kedusha and Samachala, we don't pass now. Most of the Rabbanah disagree. Okay? Tosa doesn't quite say that, but he says there are some. Ika Tanai the Loboy Kofel. Kagon, Hacha, Shadaito Shavar Chaver Esug Shalo. Because what was it? What was the whole Das? The whole Das didn't even back. Okay? In other words, even if I didn't specify, isn't it obvious that I want my Lulav and Esrog back? I spent $100 on Lulav and Esrog, so now you come to me the first day you had a problem, you need to borrow it. So if I say to you this, I want you to give it back to me, what do I really mean? I mean what? I mean as if I said all the Mishpat time, obviously. And in some cases, it's obvious that I only meant if I fix some strange Tanai on a get. Which is the only reason we know about the Tanai is I said it. So then I have to say it in the manner of Bnei Gob, Bnei Reuben. But if it's self-evident, it's obvious that if I'm lending you a Lulav and Esrog, but I need my Lulav and Esrog the rest of the week, then it's obvious that I'm only giving it to you on the condition you give it back, and the Tanai stands even without all the Mishpadeh Tanai. You follow? It's self-evident. That's what Tosafot says. Some cases it's obvious. Okay? Dai to Ruach HaMer HaLesrog, so only, I mean, you know, I only gave it to you for that reason. Okay? And the Tosafot goes on to record a Gemara in Kiddushin of Mem Tesavos are printed separately in source 17. Okay? A guy sells all his property because he's making aliyah. Ahu gavar does zavon l'nachsei adai tel meisei l'eretz Yisrael. Okay? Ubi'idon the zavon l'omav l'omidi. And he sold all his stuff, you know, just a couple weeks ago there was someone from our neighborhood actually referring to was making aliyah. So he posted on the local it's called Teenage Shul, that was the announcement. He's getting rid of bookshelves. So my son just got married. He needs bookshelves and wash lights. So, okay, so he went over and, you know, whatever it was, for $5, whatever, they're nothing. They just, you know, we bought the bookshelves. So, what? So the Gemara has such a case too? Who got it? The Zavon l'nichsei, I died to the Mesa Eretz Yisrael. Ubeidu the Zavon l'omel amidi. But he didn't say specifically that he's only selling because he's making aliyah. I just sold it. Now, what happened? It turns out, now his plans fell through. Okay, I didn't have a job, whatever it is. So now I have to stay here in America. So what do I want to do now? I go back to you, and I said to my friend, I need those shelves. So it turns out we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Does he have the right to take those shelves back? Says the Gemara, no. You know why? Because Amar Rava have a Dvarim Shevalev, Dvarim Shevalev, Enam Dvarim. Dvarim Shevalev, Enam Dvarim. Because Dvarim Shevalev means the thing I had in mind. It's true. I was thinking, I was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael. But as far as the buyer is concerned, does he know why I'm selling it? Was he thinking about that? No, you know, he saw it as a sale on furniture. So I care? Do I know I have to stop my chutzah thinking, oh, he's only doing it because he got... No. But now what happened? So the fact that the seller had in mind that it was, he only was doing this because he planned to go to the show, that's a lot. Very nice to have things in mind. That's what we call Dvarim Shevalev, Enam Dvarim. So Tosas there in Kiddushin, on Daf Vav, says, wait a minute. Why are we not worried about the Tanai there? Because it's Dvarim Shebelev. The implication, says Tosus, is that if he did say something, if the seller of these shelves did say something, out of the reason we ignore him, we tell him, tough luck, my friend, now, is because Dvarim Shebelev, he didn't say anything. What's the mashmos of that? If he did say something, then Takya, he would get it back, even if he didn't say Tanai Kofel. The only problem here seems to be the Dvarim Shebelev, because he didn't say anything. So says Tosus back in 16 on the second line, he says, In Cain, in the middle of the line, in Cain, mashma davka mishum lo pirish, because he didn't say anything. Avil in pirish, have it tanafim go de lo kofle. Okay, and he quotes another Gemara like that, thought the wife was pregnant. And so the answer is, like we said before, because there are some cases, where it's obvious that you're only doing something for a certain reason, and therefore, even if all the Mishnah Tanoim are not met, it could still be valid.
We said previously that Tosos says sometimes you don't need to say it when it's self-evident, but in case of the person making a moving tarot,
it's less evident in that case. It's true.
It's more subjective.
Right, each case might be different. It's true. It's a little difficult to figure out the distinction. So Tosos says, basically, you know, Tosos is bothered by this a little bit. Tosos over there, the one we caught over here with Tosos in Kiddushin. Sorry, Tosos in Ksubas, that's what we're quoting, right?
The last Tosos was in Kiddushin.
But that's the later in Kiddushin. Yeah. But the earlier Tosos in Kiddushin on Daf.
The earlier one was
in
Ksubas or Kiddushin?
This one. So it's Kiddushin Daf Vav Mem Beis. Okay, Kiddushin Daf Vav Mem Beis. But the later Tosos in Kiddushin Mem Tesa Beis, source 19, where it also talks, that's where that Gemara comes, and the whole Ram Shalev Gemara is there. Okay? Makes a distinction. Maybe it'll help you. In 19, three lines from the end. Omari, the tzorach lechalei, v'lomar diyesh dvarim she'enam tzrichim t'raikofel, ela gilu milsa. Anan sadi da daita hocha avit. The gam yesh dvarim da filo gilu milsa lo boy, ki go, nahid arkosa kol nachosel acherim, v'shamash yesh lo ben, shalatana b'teila. He says, basically, you have to look at each case. This is addressing your question, really. Sometimes you have to have all the Mishpat Tanaim. Sometimes you don't need the Mishpat Tanaim, but you need some type of Gila Das. Okay? Some type of indication. Something. It doesn't have to be doubled, like Esser. And other times, he says, we're totally self-evident on anything. Like the case he quotes over here. The guy, an old man, okay, and he thought all his children are dead or whatever. He had one son, I thought he's dead. So he started writing a will. He's giving his donating all his money to the local dog hospital. Now he finds out, he had a son all along. He didn't realize his son's still alive. So fashteitzach, what? He would rather give his stuff to the son, right? So that's what Tosafot says. You have to look at each of these cases.
In the case in Sukkah, how do people give their esrog to someone on the first day for saying that?
Today, Melamaisa.
If someone doesn't have a little bit of esrog.
Yes, so today we say, I'm giving it to his matana, but simple can, the guy gives it back as a matana.
So he's giving it back as a matana, not? Okay.
Okay, now, Tosin Gittin Batav Adav Ayin Hei, so it's 20 says the same thing. The Gimel in Yonam Yesh. The Yesh Mekom is the Benin Tanai Gomor. Some places, some situations need a Tanai Gomor, or our mayor means Tanai Kofel. Yesh Mekom is the Lobinan Elagiludas. Yesh Mekom is the Elagiludas Lobinan. Fine. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, verse 21, Parag Vav, the Rambam summarizes all this. A Mekadosh Al Tanai, if a person is Mekadosh Al Tanai, in Miskai Matanai Mekudesh, and alone Miskai Matanai Mekudesh, right? If the Tanai is, as long as the Tanai is met. Bein Shal Tanai Ben Ish, Bein Shal Ben Ish. By the way, either party can oppose the Tanai. The man, the woman, the buyer, the seller, the giver, the recipient. It doesn't matter who imposes the Tanai, right? That's what the Rambam was telling us. Okay? V'chol Tanai Sheba Olam Paskin the Rambam, not like that Ritva earlier, but V'chol Tanai Sheba Olam Bein B'Kedushin Bein B'Gerushin Bein B'Mekach U'Memkar Bein B'Shari Dinim Amam Tzorach Lios B'Tanai Arba Advarim and Halacha Beis Eilu Hena Arba Advarim Shal Kol Tanai Tanai Kofel Hein Kol Olav Tanai Kol Amaisa and Tanai Efshel Akaimo and so on. Okay, and then later on he talks about the Shlichus issue. Okay, and he gives examples. So the Rambam clearly paskins that what we do follow a mayor, and again notice what he says. Kol Tanai Sheba Olam and Halach Alam. Bein Bekedushin, Bein Begerushin, Bein Bekachomemkar, Bein Beshaydin. All these conditions, all these situations, you need conditions to impose only Al Pi. And Tanai Gimenei Ruben, he gives examples. Okay? And he reiterates it. Look in 22. Achuz Zechiyah Matanah, Paragim Alach Hazayim. Kvar Biarnu, Shekol Tanai Sheyesh Matanos. O Mekachomemkar. Tarkiya Tanai Kofel, Hinkal Lav, Tanai Kamaisa. Via Tanai Shef Shalakam, Chosa Echer Mehen, Meela Tanayim. Batel Kila ain't shum tanai. Batel, you disregard the tanai. Okay? Now, then he mentions there are some things which are you don't have to double it. Kachor says Gaonim, and the other saying, okay, also acknowledges that some say that you only need double Tanai in all these conditions is by Gittin and Kiddushin, and he says there's no raya to that. The Rava disagrees, says there is a raya to that, at least some sort of indication of that. There's a raya in Beitz and Daf Yud in Sefer the Rava wrote called Kosov Shom. Kosov Shom, that's the name of the Sefer. Kosov Shom. He's called Zasagas Nabalamor. It starts Kosov Shom, Omar Avram. Poetic, right? Kosov Shom, blah, blah, blah. Omar Avram. Now, in some Masechtas, I don't know, they print Zasagas Arrivals on the bottom of the Rif. Arrivals on the bottom of the Rif. Not in all. Beitz is one of the places they do. Anyway, he says, well, look at the second line of 23, towards the end, he says, Ato egles asoda nelam ne adam shorishon lo pirshu. Let me reveal a secret that Rishon don't explain. Ki kol ma shom racham b'tnai kofel t'nai kol ha-maisa, hink olav t'nai maisa b'davarachad, b'davarachad, and so on, okay, and efshel kaim v'le shliach, and so on. All this is kol elo shalo nemer al kasha maisa nasa miyad. It's only doing the action right now, and it's going to go effect right now, but not going to later. Anyway, from all of this, you see there are all kinds of rules with regards to time. Now, with that background in mind, and by the way, it appears in the Shulchan Aruch also, okay, in Eved Ezra, Hilchos Kedushin, and Lamed Ches. But now let's bring over, what about by mitzvahs? Can I, quote-unquote, do a mitzvah a la Tanai? Why would I want to do that? So there are a number of cases the tshuvas talk about. I'm printed here the tshuvas that are in the computer. The Shalos tshuvas for Hanhagos, the Moshe Sternberg. Okay? He has the classic case of Kriyashma. Here is the deal. Okay? In fact, maybe it's not there. What time is the shul down here on Shalos more or less? You realize we're down at 9. So Davin 9. So Sozman Kriyashma now, I think this week will be okay probably. It's like 9:25, it's, you know, I probably they'll get up to in time. But maybe not, maybe it's a good example. So a guy is nervous, wants to say Kriyashma in the right Zman, but he's not sure whether the shul is going to get up to Kriyashma Zman or not. So what do you do? What do you do? So we do say, some people say Kriyashma in Karbonos, you know, and many people will do the following. They'll say all three paragraphs of Kriyashma during Karbonos, having in mind the following. If the shul doesn't get up to Kriyashma in Birchasa on time, because the chazim plopples and gurgles during chakras, okay, so then I want this Kriyashma that I'm saying now during Karbonos to count as Kriyashma, because I got it in the right Zman. On the other hand, if the shul does get up to Kriyashma with the brachas on time, I prefer that this Kriyashma that I'm saying now should not count as my regular Kriyashma, because I want the one I'll say to our brachas, right? Kriyashma b'chus says is you know the chachila, so I want that to count. So can you do that? So the Sternberg writes, leave him. Shayla Kriyashma b'boka tonight. He has a slightly different case. It was the guy wanted to be yotze shita of Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Zman of Sosman Kriyashma is 36 minutes early. Again, it ties into what we spoke with the other day, but the Zman Hayom, according to Magen Avraham, the day is measured not from sunrise to sunset like the Gaon, but from dawn to dusk. Okay, so it'll come out, his Sosman Kriyashma comes out 36 minutes earlier. So, Kriyashma Babokal, Tanai, Lotte Shita Magen Avraham, Siyatom Zman Kriyashma, Eich Masna. So he writes, Motsui, Shana Magim, Kriyashma Bechosecha, Ubimuchab Shabbosos, Acharei Sha'over Azman, Magen Avraham, for sure. Okay, most shuls, many shuls, says Ishtemba, get up to Kriyashma Shabbos morning, especially when Shabbos morning is a later minion. Most people daven late. In fact, I don't know if I have time, there's another shir. You know, well, why the minion to daven late on Shabbos morning? During the week, people daven at 6:30, so because they have to go to work. So Shabbos, most of the time, people daven a little later. But that's a fact. So he says, most of the time, you don't get up to Kriyashma, certainly not in time for the Magen Avraham's one. Okay? Shamona Malos, Shachar Shos Hayom. Rotsim lotzis akapona mitzvah say the rice and gamma today. Lachain korim lifnei atfila. Therefore, people will say Shema when? Before davening, let's say during Karbonos, or before on their way to shul. Avo bezem afsidim charsha krishma b'libracha. But on the other hand, there they're forfeiting krishma b'libracha. Bechazal tikma lachatchil b'chosel. Shul gam kebracha mitzvah krishma. Because it counts as a mitzvah say, and so on and so forth. Okay? So he says, the lifnei b'chazal tzidim b'chazal b'chazal tzidim. Fine. So anyway, he says basically that you can do it. Okay? It says some comes up, wakes up early. Lochen Yoshlas, which are cousin gonna be keep Eger, okay. The Yasura Mavudraham, regards to Sirasa Omer, same problem. I mentioned this last night or the other day. Let's say a guy, it's Sirasa Omer. The guy's a Sirasa Omer tonight. Here's what happened. You're davening Minchin Meyer and Shul, around Shkia time. Daven Mincha again is ties what we said the other day. Okay, you daven Mincha. Let's say Shkia is 8:15. They call Ma'ariv Mincha for 8 o'clock. Now comes at 8:15. The rabbi speaks for a few minutes, but then they say Ma'ariv. It's well before. It's before the time Ma'ariv is over and the counting is in the shul. It's before it's Eisak Hachab. Okay, on the other hand, it's after Shkia. So it's already in Bein Hashmashos, according to Tosus Yotze, right? But on the other hand, according to others, not Yotze Sfiras Om until after. So I want to count the Sfir again later. But I know, and you know, that it's possible later on what's going to happen. Forget about it. You're back home, and you're busy, and you know, you'll forget about it. Okay? And I have post charts all in my house. Sfiras Om charts hanging in different places as a reminder. But after a while, you get used to them too, so you don't even know sometimes. So man, it may not work. But all right, so you're afraid you're going to. So therefore, you'll say like this. If you'll count the omen now, and on the other hand, I don't want this account to work for me unless if I remember later, right? Zman, I want that one to count. Same idea. That goes back right to Abu Dhabi. So says, listen to this. He said, well, basically, Lahas no shima Zman, od achar kokosel, en erotzo otzachshav, el achar kokosel. Humas natai kagor boker. However, look what he said. Look at this. Rakagon and we saw Salanter Zatzal Chidish. Rosh Hashanah quotes we saw Salanter. It's called Shetzarech Kol Gidrei Tanayim. If you want to make that Tanay by Kriyashma, you have to fulfill all the Mishpah that time. Tanay by Gavin Rubain. You have to say, if we'll get up to Kriyashma in the right, or Sfiras Om, whatever, in the right Zman, then I want it to count. It's the other side. And if not, then I don't want to count. And you have to have a Hain Kodal Lag. You have to that, right? So that's what Salanta said. And he adds, Shamate Shiskim Udvarva Gona Chazanish. So that's all. So Chazanish agreed. Okay. Mechain Matsu Nusha Kazavik Egersham. Most people, as far as I know, aren't doing that.
Doesn't it be Yisra Shlichas?
What?
Doesn't it be?
Well, you could be someone who have a Shlich Tzibur can say, I guess you would say Sirius Omer, let's say, to a Shlich, who was in Shmekona or whatever. That's a question. Okay. The truth of the matter is, on that sugya, they asked that question. The whole big discussion of what happened in Nosel Eshem Shiv Eshem tonight. So it may not be. It's a good question. Okay. But anyway, I don't think anyone in the world. I don't know. Somebody said it's right. Mr. Salanta said it. But most people
get up before.
Whatever the case was, that you know.
If I don't make.
I don't want this to count if we get up the right Zman. But you didn't say it in the Tanai Kofel. You didn't say Henkel. You didn't say all these rules. So, says Rav Salanter, you should. However, what do we rely on? So, there's a Chiddush Ramban, Baba Basra, Rav Kuk Chovav, important Ramban. Only took out two lines, it's important to us. Listen to this. He says, V'yesh omrim, ki gamrinan mitanai b'nei gara b'nei gruvein, hani mila ki yotze bo, shu tanai shabin adun l'chaveiro. When do we insist on all these rules of Tanai b'nei gara b'nei gruvein? That's when I'm doing a deal with you, a transaction. I'm giving you a get. I'm giving you kiddushin. I'm giving you matana, mekach or memkar, right? Because there's another party involved here. So in order for a tanai, like the rush we had earlier, the rush in Vilna said, really a tanai shouldn't work at all. Really you should have no right. What you say should not have any impact on what you do. You do an action, you do a maisa, the maisa should stand regardless of what you say. But we learn from Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain, that you can impose a tanai, you can affix a tanai, matal tanai on a maisa. So Mamela, when you follow the rules of Bnei, like Ein Bo'al Chidusha, right? The whole, it shouldn't work. The whole concept shouldn't work. So Mamela, the Torah teaches does work, so it only works if you do it like in parallel to the way that Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain did it. Okay. So says the Ramban, when is that? That's when you're dealing with another person. However, when it comes to a mitzvah, tanai should be ben ol ben atzmo. The chol didn't have it tanai. I'm dealing with myself. It has nothing to do with you or anybody else. So I'm saying I'm only doing this when under a certain understanding. It doesn't impact anybody else. Hatam noser midaito hisnei uberotzu lekaim tano hilchach af tanai kofel obinam. I want this tanai to be into effect. I'm not trying to tell you that the deal will be held up. If I'm telling you the deal will be held up, so then all these rules have to be in place. But the Ramban said, a person making a personal tanai, well, what's it got to do with tanai b'nei gav b'nei ruvein? I want this to happen in this way, and if it doesn't, then I don't want to do it. So that's a limud zchus, so to speak. Now let's bring this all over to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? There's a very important bahag that everybody quotes, and the bahag is found in Hilchos Chanukah of all places. The Sefer Halachos Gdolos, Siman Tes. Okay? Here's a famous bahag. That was a wrap of Adlokas Neiros in this subject. Look at the Bahag says in 27. Sorry. V'heichad d'boi luke ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. It's Shabbos Chanukah. Now this guy, you, me, whoever, we have to light Chanukah candles and Shabbos candles. Which one do you do first? Says the Bahag, B'reisha madlik the Chanukah v'hodl madlik the Shabbatah. He says, first light Chanukah candles, then light Shabbos candles. Why? The adlik, the Shabbos b'reisha, itzerlei ladluke Chanukah mishum de kibla l'Shabbos alarei. Says the Bahag, you better light Chanukah candles first. Because once you've lit the Shabbos candles, you will no longer be permitted to light the Chanukah candles, because lighting the Shabbos candles is an implicit, what? Acceptance of Shabbos. Mameli, you can't light the Chanukah candles anymore.
Not
so says the Bahag.
I mean, not for a man.
Well, so far...
His wife lights me.
Okay, so far. But let's assume there's no woman in the picture. Let's say you're in the house, in the dormitory, whatever. Okay, so you have to lay up your own apartment, a group of guys, whatever. No women, no wives here. Let's assume that for a moment. Okay? But the Bahag is telling you, you've got to light... Now, I could have argued. In other words, we could have argued that Halakhos Neir Shabbos, especially with like yesterday, it's covered Shabbos, it's only Shabbos, maybe in a way we discussed yesterday, the whole mitzvah of Halakhos Neir Shabbos is not really completed. Remember, it has a second part to it, that whole thing with Biskar Rav that we said yesterday from the stencil, right? I could have argued, why can't I light Shabbos candles before Chanukah candles? What's the whole idea of Shabbos candles? That what? We said, at least according to some, it didn't own Shabbos, that when I come and eat, that what? I'll enjoy it, the room will be bright and cheerful, yeah? So why can't I light Shabbos candles before Chanukah candles? Do whatever's more convenient. What's the difference? I light Shabbos candles, and now I have candles on my table, and now I get the kids together. We light Chanukah candles in the other room by the window, and Shalom Yisrael. Why should the? And now I come go to shul, and I come home, and the Shabbos candles on my table with the challah and everything. I make kiddush. Why can't it be in that order? I mean, it's a chiddush in the Bahag, no? So Bahag is telling, no, you got to do it the other order. You got to light the Chanukah candles first. Because he's telling you, because the lighting of the Shabbos candle constitutes acceptance of Shabbos, whether you like it or not. Okay? And merely you won't be able to light Chanukah candles afterwards. And there are others who disagree. There's a long run on Shabbos, Yudim and Beis in the Rif. I think it starts on the long run. It starts on Yudim and Aleph. It goes over to Yudim and Beis in the Page Rif. I only quoted the last two lines of that run in 28. It says, Kevin the Rabbon and Tikkun, Shetayad Loka, Melocha Achrona. The whole idea is that the Halakhos Neir Shabbos is the last step of covered Shabbos, and this may, if you want to think it through and relate it to what we discussed yesterday, this whole idea that Shabbos candles two parts to it, covered and owning, but it has the covered part. Remember we mentioned our Ghost Magnus has this Nusach, that the whole Nusach HaBrocha of Halakhos Neir Shabbos, Ladlik Neir Lechvod Shabbos. There's also a din of covered Shabbos. Mamela, that's got to be, if you're doing it with covered Shabbos, that's the last thing you do. So maybe that implies Shabbos, that you accept the Shabbos. Nimtzu mekabel Shabbos lachar lakuzuk diba ba'al lachazal. Bottom line is, the Rana agrees with the Ba'al lachazal. I printed here the Rosh does not agree. Okay, the Rosh in Shabbos Perk Beis Simchav Dalad does not agree. He's commenting on the Gemara in Shabbos that they have a mission really, that you the narrative had a system of notifying people how much time it's going to have. They blew shofar. Some places in Eretz Yisrael to this day, they have a siren, no? In Yerushalayim. Yeah. So there was a siren to help people listen. So in those days, they had a series of tekiyas. You know what I'm talking about, that mission, right? A series of tekiyas. And they would let the first series lets the people out in the field know it's time to start coming back, and so on and so forth. Right? So, look in the Rosh in 29, Perek Beis Simchav Dal, Tonar Bonin, Sheish Tekiyas Tokan Erev Shabbos, Rishon Levatel Malach Shabbosados, Shni Levatel Iru Chanesesh, Rishis Lahadlik Esaner, and so on and so forth. Okay? So, what you see from this is that Mikan, look at the end of the second line of the Rosh there, 29. Mikan mashma shekabola Shabbos ain't a tluvet lachos neir. Shari achashit like a dain yuchal litzlos dag cotton. Okay, you could still fry up something quick after lift mention after lachos neiris. Apparently, that lachos neir is not kabola Shabbos. What then is kabola Shabbos? Near the kabola Shabbos tluvet tluvas arvis. When you dive a mirev, that's kabola Shabbos. You say baruch hu, that's kabola Shabbos. Okay, and yeah, so that's the beginning of the Rosh. Not like Allah is dolls. Okay? Not like the Allah is dolls. This is a machlok we've shown him. In conjunction with this, let's come now to 30. It's in our Ghost Maimonides, also in the Mordechai. 30 is in our Ghost Maimonides in Shabbos Parakein Oz Reish. He says, what if a person. He quotes that Tosis and some disagree with the Allah is dolls. But you know, we want to sort of like be how do you yotze everybody? So look at the fourth line of 30. Omnam Maharam, that's the Marmar Rutenberg, right? The Marmar Rutenberg is the last of the Balei Tosis. He was a Rebbe of the Rosh, Nagos Maimoni, and the Mordechai. So Maram Hinig Lehasnos Kodem Shiyadlik Shalol LeKabala Shabbos Ad Sheyosai Ner Miyodo. He mentioned an interesting problem. He says, if once you say Lehadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, if that implies acceptance of Shabbos, forget about Hanukkah. What also can't you do once you said Lehadlik Ner Shal Shabbos?
Can't light.
Because it's already Shabbos. Okay? So, you know what many women do? That's why. We'll see in a second. So the ghost Maimon, he says the Maram Rutenberg was Hinig, Lahasnis Kodem Shiadlik Sholakabal Shabbos Ad Sheyosai Ner Miyodo. Okay? Shemadlik Bo. Oh, Ad Tfilas Arvis. You can have in mind, you have it tonight. I'm lighting candles, but I'm doing it on Menas that what? On the condition that what? I'll still be able to do X, Y, and Z. Again, assuming it's not the Zman. Let's make this clear. If the Zman arrives, you can have all the stipulations you want. It's not going to help. We're talking about the Zman hasn't arrived yet. You're lighting early. Right? If it's after Shkia, I don't care what you say. Tough. Okay, then you're out of luck. But that's what it says. Maram Hinig, Lahasnos Kodem Shiadlik, Shalom Kabbal Shabbos, Ad Sheyosai Ner Miyodo. Okay, or until Myriv or whatever. Okay, and he brings it right. Fine. The Torah summarizes 31. Kos of Bahag, the Kabbalah Shabbos Tluah B'Lachas Aner, the Kevin Shiknas Shabbos Chalal of Shabbos. Umipnei Zeh Kos of Shetzarik Lachdim Ner Shalchanak Lachal Shabbos. Shem Yachdim Shabbos Luchal Al Shalchanak Acharka. Batosus Kosu Shein Tluah B'Lachas Aner Afilu Achas Shehidlik Lo Chalal of Shabbos Ela Tavutzus Arvish Mishmal Arvish. Chal of Shabbos. The Machlokas says the Torah in the Bahag and the Balei Tosfos whether Shabbos candles constitutes an acceptance of Shabbos. Okay, and the Beis Yosef summarizes, he quotes the Rambam we mentioned. So let's see. Okay, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Look in 33 in the Shulchan Aruch. I told you, this is like the conclusion of the Shira. I look in there. He says, look, it says, Simin Reish Samech Gimel Sif Yud. Lebahag, according to the Bahag, Kevan Shehidlik Ner Shal Shabbos Chal Olav Shabbos Vanessa Malacha. According to the Bahag, once the Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos and you can't do Malacha. Val Pizeh Noagos Ktsas Noshim Sheachar Shebarchu Vehidlik Aneres Mashlichos La'aretz Apsila Shebiyad Shidigaba Ve'ein Mechabos Osa. Some women won't blow out the candle, drop it. They'll say Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos. They light the candles. Now it's Shabbos. So what are they going to do with the match? Drop it to the floor. I hope it doesn't catch fire.
Still
okay. Grama, you knew it was going to go out. Maybe. I don't know.
You put it down,
you
let it burn.
Yeah, it's not lighting. You put it down.
And just, we do bedavka on
Yantif. But it's not mechave. It's not mechave.
I thought we do that bedavka only on Yantif. What? In other words, let's say we have Yantif going to Shabbos. We do that. I did grama, right?
Right, because it is. But even so, it should be. It's potel also anyway. So wouldn't be allowed to.
Don't you run into an issue if you're lighting more than one candle?
Possibly. Some people, unless it's all part of the mitzvah, then anytime you do it in the mitzvah, it's allowed. But that's what he says. And now, the issue of overlasiyoson, okay, the issue of overlasiyoson is this is one mitzvah, at least by Ashkenazim, where taka, the women make the bracha afterwards. Okay, 99.9% of the time we make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. Women, asking mothers, light Ashkenazic women, light the Shabbos candles and then make the bracha afterwards. It's not over last year, because we're choshesh for the Bahag. Not only is the lighting the acceptance of Shabbos, even the bracha is acceptance of Shabbos. So there's going to be exception to the I say Ashkenazim because we're choshesh for the Bahag. The Mechaber is not. So Sfaradish women light Shabbos, make the bracha. You know, maybe they'll drop the wick. I would have dropped the match or something, but they're not worried about the bracha, and they follow the usual pattern of overlas yosin. Same thing by Netil Sedayim, by the way. Right? We dry, we wash, we make the bracha after Netil Sedayim. That's one of the exceptions about overlas yosin.
Isn't the drying also part of the mitzvah?
That's what Tosa says. So they were covered on that. The Sfaradim don't follow that. Okay, that's Tosa knows about the
Tvilas Nidos.
Huh? Tvilas Nidos. So that's a question because the Gemara says Chutz Mitvila. And Tzvilas Nida for sure. What about Tzvilas Ger? What about Tzvilas Kalim? Other things like that. Does it all follow? And Tzvilas Adayim an extension of that? Not an extension of that. Also another sugya. Okay, but the Sfaradim, if I'm not mistaken, they make the dime before they wash.
I still don't, I mean, really understand, according to what we were saying yesterday, there's absolutely no reason that lighting the candles means you're accepting Shabbos. It's like a Onik Shabbos, you also prepare meat. Does that mean when you're preparing meat
on Shabbos afternoon? I agree, except that Bahag says there is. And I think, in light of what we said yesterday, because we mentioned, at the end, we mentioned that Hadlok Pesneros has... Because as both covenant and onik, as a bracha, it becomes more of a definitive ma'aseh mitzvah than cooking the meat or making the beds or bathing your feet. In other words, that's the point. That's really what I'm trying to illustrate. That halakhas neiros takes on, I think we mentioned yesterday, the status of mitzvah b'fnei atzma. If it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a mitzvah of Shabbos, especially if you hold, you know, that it's a din in a covered Shabbos. So now, that means it's Shabbos. That's, you know, and that's like the Tosa said, said that run back in number... 28 says that tikkun the rabbanon tikkun shehu adlokam shehi adlokam melacha chrona. That's the point. That should be the last thing you do before Shabbos. Mela after that, automatically Shabbos. That's what the Bahag holds.
Why? Why the rabbanon do that? I mean, it's mamish. They said why? I mean, has to be melacha chrona. It's covered. It's oneg.
No, so I want to say it because maybe that's what links the cover and the oneg aspect. Right? Since you have to, that brings you right into Shabbos. You do the covered Shabbos before, and now you enjoy it. Maybe it's a good question. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, now look in the second line of 30. V'yesh omrim shemasne kodem kadrilik and sheinam mekabel Shabbos ad shemachazim baruch moel. Okay, some say if she makes it tonight, it works. V'yesh omrim sheinam moel. Some say it doesn't help. V'yesh cholkim al balach those altogether, like you. V'omrim shein kabel Shabbos talav lukas in there anyways. The mechaber says not everyone accepts this bahag. Shekeim, and after Baruch Hu is a different story. Okay? Or, as the Mechaber says, by us we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And these are originally there's no such prayer called Kabbalah Shabbos. We say Kabbalah Shabbos, and L'chun Ramadan, and six Piyutim, and then L'chadodi, six Kapitel L'chun Ramadan, and L'chadodi, Mizmor Shir. So we say Mizmor Shir, that's acceptance of Shabbos, not Baruch Hu. The Rishonim told about Baruch Hu, never heard of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a later thing. Anyway, so... And that's what the Mechaber seems to prefer. He says, we don't accept this whole Bahag anyway. However, there are more rights. So no, unless she made it tonight, she accepted Shabbos, at least the woman who lit. Bafilu tonight believe. You don't have to specify this. Tonight, tonight believe works. Okay, but everyone else doesn't have to accept Shabbos until Baruch. Okay, now... apparently, again, from the Maram Rutenberg quote on Ghost Maimony, and the Beis Yosef brings in, the Shulchan Aruch brings in, there is this notion of lighting candles a la Tanai. Okay? Now, just very quickly, the Mogan Avram writes in 34, She is in Tchil Mekol Mokom, nearly the Ein Lisno, it's a Sivkan Chav, the Ein Lahasnos Kim Utsorach. But you shouldn't do this trick unless there's some real need. Okay? Because, not right. You know, it's a condition. Really, Shabbos is the start. You've accepted Shabbos lighting candles. All right, you're stuck 1 week. So once in a while, comes you're stuck, you can make it tonight. You can't do it all. You shouldn't do it all the time. Okay, because it just leads to a zilzel in mitzvahs and so on. All right, now. This touches on another question, by the way, okay, which I don't go into now either. It's a fascinating thing. What I say before, it's not over Lassiosim, right? What about Yom Tov?
Not there, right?
Oh, and Yontif, maybe we should say the Hadlik Nesha Yontif before. Because even the whole Akbar, I accepted Yontif. Yeah, but so what on Yontif? You're out of light anyways. You can extend it from an existing light already, so what's the problem? So in the Hakdama to the Prisha, in some edition, I don't know, my edition is printed in the beginning of Yoredeya for whatever reason. They have the children of the Prisha, Falk was his name. So the Prisha also wrote the Mir Senayim on Choshen Mishpat. So in the Hagdama to the Prisha, the sons write about how great their father was. They have a whole section about their mother, the wife of the Prisha, also a big Talmud Chacham herself. And one of the things was, she said, on Yontif, so there's a whole question, should we change on Yontif? Not saying on Yontif, many disagree, and they say, she should have stick to sewing, because she's wrong. And the Behuda says, never mind, she's right. The whole tumult. Okay, well, another time we can talk about that. Anyway, it's by Yontif also.
Shouldn't it be a sphere, the sphere that you could...
The sophic passing the Bahag. And sophic that...
The sophic, even if it's a sophic, if Yeah, if you have Passover Bach, it's also something if candlelighting is acceptance of Shabbos to begin with.
Well, no, that is about. I mean, the bracha as opposed to the actual mice. I mean, that's two different sfeikas, that's the same stuff. Like, no. Whether.
Is it machlokas if accepting, if the lighting the candles is.
Yeah, that's machlokas.
Right, and it's a machlokas if you could even light al tanai.
So oh, light al tanai. That'll be a separate thing. So, I don't know. It doesn't sound like a regular works, like a regular sfeikas. I'm not sure. Okay, but anyway, all right, so I don't want to take the time of the rest of the source just to go over maybe one or two other things that are no gear to the end. So, an important qualification with all this. All right, well, let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan, because he summarized everything neatly, as he usually does. 39, Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbos, and Reish, Samuel, Gimel, Sifiyat Tes. By the way, because if a woman already daven, it's a no gear for a woman if she lights candle but didn't daven mincha yet, right? She wanted to light a candle, but once she lit a candle, the Shabbos, she can't have mincha anymore. Like we said the other day from the Priyatzok, Ritzel Petterberg, he says that, you know, once you accept the Shabbos, you can't have mincha anymore. So the woman already accepted, you know, lit candles, she can't have mincha. That's another reason why she wanted to make her tonight. But let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Afo Pishla Adloka, again, it's in Reishan Gimel Sifu Tess. Afo Pishla Adloka, Mahani Tnaila Roba Poskim, Afila Das Bahag, Shadlok Ave Kabal Shabbos Kunjibor, Mikom Mokom, Litfila Lo Mahani Tanai. He says, wait a second. This Tanai might work. So, what, can I do the same thing? I'll go to Shul, and I'll say, but I still want to go. Here's the guy, a perfect example. Okay, perfect example. All right, it comes up in time, summertime. They have a 7 o'clock minion. He says, you know, I'm going to go to the 7 o'clock minion. I want to get davening out of the way. But then I come home, I'll still finish up. We'll finish cooking. I may take a shower and get home. We'll do it, you know, finish up. I'll be done in time. So I don't have to wait. I don't have to first daven mincha shki at 8:30 and not come home till 9:30. I'll have davened already. Isn't that a great idea? Okay? I mean, perfect idea. I'll daven, get that out of the way. Come home, finish up, that's what we've done. So, no. So, afa agav shalom hadlok, mahani talar opos, afil das bahag, shalok avikabal shabbos. Mikomokum letfila lo mahani tonight. Go on him kodam yochid is paul shabbos all yom. Afu shat zibul is paul dain mikomokum chal olav kabbal shabbos miyad osu malocha. Even if he says, I don't want him to kabbal malocha and so on and so forth, he doesn't scream, it's too bad. Okay, it's considered the accepted Shabbos. All right, that's the important point to that. Yes, okay. However, there is one important caveat. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is, 42. Okay, based on a Gemara in Erevin. And people should know this. In Yiddish, they call this, and a lot of women do it, in Yiddish they call this, habit in zinnen, meaning in mind. I have in zinnen. I have in mind that I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. And that's what the Maharam Gutenberg said, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it and so on. I have in Zinnen that I want to light now. However, this trick, that just like the Aruch HaShulchan we just saw, and the Mishnah Berurah, everybody says it doesn't work for davening. It only works for Hadlakas Neiros. There's another important thing it doesn't work for. It doesn't work for Shechiyonim. So if it's Leil Yontif, okay, whether it's Shabbos and Yontif coincide or not, doesn't matter. And the woman still wants and do this, and you want to have in mind that your lich benching does not imply an acceptance of Shabbos Yontif, then she can bench lich even with a bracha, but not say Shechiyonu, because Shechiyonu willy-nilly means you've started the holiday. Okay? Where does that emerge from? That's the Gemara in Erev Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses, what do you do with regards to Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur? Normally we say Shechiyonu when? On a regular Yontif? On a kos, right? Yom Kippur, there is no kos, no kiddush. All right. So the Gemara has an interesting proposal. Okay. Why not do the following? You make kiddush on Erev and Kippur before the Zman. Okay. I have a cup of wine, and you'll make kiddush. You know, as Yom HaKippurim is there, Yom whatever, and say Baruch Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael, Melech HaKadosh Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaKippurim. And I'll drink the wine because it's still daytime out. Okay? So the Gemara says no because the recitation of Shechiyonu implies Kevon de Omar Zman Kibla Alev Osele. you've accepted the challah, you won't be able to drink the wine. It's not going to help. Okay, Shechiyanu implies they've accepted it. So I don't know. I always instruct the women in my shul, or remind them the Shabbos were in Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah, because that's when it comes up a lot of times. You know why? Because even women, a lot of women don't like to do this tonight and rarely do it. And we said before, we saw the Magen Avraham says you only do it tonight when there's a real tzorach. You know an example of a real tzorach? A good Yom Kippur. The women want to bench lift, but then they want to drive to shul for Kol Nidre. Right? Comes up all, because they have Yom Kippur. Or they're going to walk to shul maybe, and there's no air, let's say, to carry the machzorim. But most of the time, let's say in our communities today, the women want to bench lift. They're not coming home. There's no other choice. Right? Sometimes the women, I know my wife doesn't like to have this in mind and so on and so forth. But Yom Kippur is no choice if you don't live next door to the shul. Okay? So they want to light the lift and the light, you know, good. And they say, L'hadak Neshama Kippurim, but they still plan to drive to shul. So I told the women, based on everything we learned here, that they can make the lighting ala tanai. They can say, I'm saying L'hadak Neshama Kippurim, or if it's Shabbat, Shabbat Yom Kippurim, but I'm not mekabel the restrictions of Shabbat Yom Tov yet. So I can still drive to shul. But I tell them, but then don't say Shechiyanu. Normally speaking, we would say Shechiyanu and let them Kippur. It's Yontif. When do we start to say Shechiyanu and Kippur? Remember when? After Kol Nidre. Remember before Baruch Hu? After the whole Kol Nidre ceremony, right? And this Lach HaChadas Ben Yisrael, etc. Amar Shem Salachti Baruch Hu, then we say Shechiyanu and says it together. Right? Before Meir, before Baruch Hu. Or in some shul, before the rabbi speaks. We usually speak before Baruch Hu. I just before Barham came just to stall to his mind, right? But you know what I'm saying? That's when we say. So I instruct the women: don't try. I remind the women: don't make Shechiyanu at home. If you're planning, if you're going to walk to shul and there's an error, not a problem. Okay, fine. But if you're planning to drive to shul and you want to have in zinin, you want to have in mind that when you're lighting the candles of Kippur, that it doesn't count because you're not accepting a Kippur on you, because on that condition. Don't say Shechiyanu. You follow? Mm-hmm. Now, so I have one question on all this. This whole condition that Marama Rutenberg spoke about, where are the Mishpatei HaTanoim? Like Rishol Salanter said, and the Chazanish said, if you want to say Kriya Shema condition, then you have to say with all the time, both ways, and Tanai Kofel. Did anybody, nobody here that I saw, nobody, not the Marama Rutenberg, nobody mentioned, you're saying, and if I can still drive to shul, then I don't want it to count. You know, whatever. You don't have to. You don't have to specify both sides of the tonight. What's going on here? So one teretz could be what? Well, go back to that Ramban, right? Ramban says no. The whole thing is not nogeya to personal. I'm not nogeya anybody else. The whole mishnah time is only when I'm have some sort of transaction with another party. So we rely on that Ramban. The Tzitz Eliezer was asked this question. No, that will finish. Okay, 43. Felder from Toronto. Shlita, not a Shlita, not anymore. Shekosiv lahakshos. The Eichichon lekabel Shabbos b'tanai sheimuter old basias malacha. For any yachol lekabel Shabbos hayday shliach. Okay. Balom milsul lesem shichos lesem b'tanai. V'nirchak b'zeh. He struggled with this problem. Uladati kush mikar lesa. Ain't kan Kabbalah Shabbos b'tanai. It's not really a tanai. Eliyesh kan tanai sha'adayin enenu makabal Shabbos b'adloka zos. What are you saying? That word he's suggesting, the word, whole word tanai here, is not a misnomer. It's fine, but it's not a classic tanai. I'm not saying I'm only doing this ala tanai. You're saying I don't want this act of lighting candles to count for me as a tanai. Okay? Tanai should start with a tanaim hu. It's to start with dina tanaim hu. Kasha tanai hu b'derech shel im yekach ani mekabel as adover. Im lo yekach ani lo mekabel. Dumi tanai b'derech gamei ruvein. Okay. Avol kishemasta b'derech shel vados. There's no if. That's the point. When I'm mekabel Shabbos and tanai, there's no if. When is there a din of tanai b'derech gamei ruvein? Is an if. Right. There's if this, then that. So that's why you can stand by kriya shma. It's an if. Right, or by Sirius Homer, or the case we said before with Kriya Shema. If the shul gets up to Kriya Shema, the right Zman, then I don't want my Kriya Shema to count now because I want to get credit for saying Kriya Shema al-Seder Brachas. Right? There's an if. But says the Tzitz Eliezer here, there's no real if. You're not saying if anything. You're saying, I don't want this. It's a Vadai. I don't want this act of lighting candles to count for me as Kabbalah Shabbos. Sagam, the Meram Rutenberg, and everybody, all the posts came after him, use the word Tanai. And Kabbalah Shabbos al Tanai. What comes out is not really a classic Tanai. That's what he's saying. Okay. אבל כשמאסתם בדרך שבדוס, שפעוש עושה אין מחבן, כמי שרגיל מחבן פעוש עוש, הרי זה רגיל לדעס בובד. Then we come back to those statements from Tosus. And like you were saying before, Brian, in every case you have to look, like the Esrog or whatever. Sometimes you don't need any statement at all. Sometimes you need Tribeg and Merubin. Sometimes you just need a minor statement of Giladas. This is like a Giladas case. You're being Megaladas. You're saying, I don't want this acceptance of Shabbos to count. There's no if, right? Well, Ochalazek Klal Dinei Tanoim. Ochanami Kimokain Tanoson Shabbos Adlok, Mechavin Rak Lakai Mitzad Lok Besnele Chlod Shabbos. Aval Eno Meskavin Od Gamel Kabel Shabbos. I'm saying I want this act of candlelighting to be a Kiyam in the Mitzad Lok Besnele Shabbos. I want a Mekai Mitzah. But I just don't want it to count that I'm accepting Shabbos for other purposes. Vim Kain Ein Sarf was a Kalal Dinei Tanoim. Omashum Kach Sagri Bekan Gam Shiva Taito Velibo Kazos. Afa Plisha Listen to Pen. That's why you don't have to say it out loud. You can have it in Zinni, you can have it in mind. That's a Tzitzeliaz. So I just want to add on, maybe, I don't know. If I think it's very logical, he says. And it makes a lot of sense. There's no if. Okay? But in a way, you know, I just want to suggest, in light of what we said yesterday, of Adlokas Neiris being, you know, didn't cover it, and didn't own it, and so on and so forth, maybe there sort of is an if. Because maybe it goes back to that run we mentioned earlier, what you were arguing about, that the whole idea of linking, I said we'll come back to that, right? What's Hablokas Neiris? We said from the Brisker Rav and from the Beis Halevi and from the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, we said the Hablokas Neiris on Shabbos has a dual kiyum or a dual aspect to it, it's covered and it's oneg. Maybe there has to be a link between the covered and the oneg. Okay? There has to be a link. That, and that's why it's got to be the last thing. It's got to be covered that leads into oneg. That, like that Ron said, right? Like the Ron said, where was that again? Number, where was that? 28, the Ran and Shabbos Yudim and Beis, around the Rif. Okay, the Tiknu, that should be the last of the Malachas that you do. So why? What's the svar behind that? You asked. So I said this. I answered you before, but now I'm coming back to it. That the Adlokas Neiris is covered and it's Oneg, but it's got to be covered that flows right into Oneg. That's why it's got to be the last thing. Mamela, what there is an if, because I'm saying that I don't want this Adlokas Neiris to be. That if I can't do work, if I can't do malacha, if I can't continue to do malacha, so I don't want this to count for me as the act of Kavod Shabbos, because, you know, it'll break that link, so to speak. In other words, I don't know if I'm phrasing it right. I'm just trying to say, Grant makes a lot of sense, but other people did use the word Tanai. So he said it was just sort of like, almost like a Melitza to use the word Tanai, but I'm trying to say there is a Tanai in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's not, there is a tonight. I don't want this mitzvah to be mekuyam in this fashion. In other words, I want it to be almost as if I didn't light the candles yet. That's what we're saying. The candles technically be lit, but the flow from kavod to oneg is not happening yet because I still got other malachas to do. That's what I'm saying. If that's okay, then this act will count for me as the mitzvah of lachas neiris. All right, you can take that or leave it and think it through. But anyway, that may link to what we said today, what we said to yesterday. But according to Tzitzel, yeah, it's very clever that it's not really conditioned in the sense of a regular time. Therefore, it doesn't need to be for that time. Okay.